Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jerry Kessie with Floor Covering Technologies, a cleaning and restoration expert. Jerry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir.
So you're down in the Tampa Bay area. Irma came inland from you between you and Orlando, right?
That's correct. Now, I was probably about 30 miles, 40 miles east of us when it actually came through.
Mm-hmm. And your power's back on now, right?
Yeah, it was out for almost 24 hours. But some people are still in the area and don't have power. It may take weeks.
How much damage do you have in your area?
I drove around a little bit yesterday to check on some friends' homes. A lot of trees, a lot of fences down. Some car dealerships kind of signs were down. But for the most part, we did pretty well as far as what they anticipated as being and what we ended up getting.
I got your contact information for the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you have a truck-mounted carpet cleaning apparatus, and you go around and you actually clean people's carpets and upholstery and offer them advice. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm a certified master cleaner, senior carpet inspector, and also a restoration, a master restorer for water and damage and fire and smoke.
Well, I thought in light of the storms that were in the Texas area and in the Florida area, it might be good to talk to you because retailers are going to have homeowners come in and say, I've had some water damage, and I need to know whether I need to tear out my carpet or whether it can be dried and clean. And I thought maybe you could help those retailers ask the right questions to determine on what the right course of action might be. So take us through that, if you would.
If they have damage from rising water, well, we would consider it a Category 3 flood, so you have all sorts of contaminants from outside. You cannot restore that. You're going to have to take it out, besides the fact that adjusters will take days or weeks to even get out. Mm-hmm. So if the retailer has somebody come in and say, I think I need my carpet replaced or my flooring replaced, well, the retailer probably knows how expensive was it, where did the water come from? Was it a flooding situation or did maybe the roof come off part way and just had rainwater come in, which would be a different type of water.
Uh-huh.
But they need to know also how was it remediated? Did they do any drying already? Because you don't want to put new flooring on maybe a wet substrate. Maybe something hasn't been totally dried out. The structure hasn't been dried.
All right, so if it's storm surge and water came in the front door, then you're telling me it's a total loss and that needs to be torn out. And then you need to take the time, since most houses down in Florida and Texas are on slabs, you need to take the time to have all that dry out before you put something else back in, right?
Absolutely, especially on resilient flooring. All homes would need to be, if they had a restoration company, they should be able to get a report for structural drying. Sometimes they document them with thermal imaging photos just to kind of verify that the place is dry, there's no hidden moisture.
Mm-hmm.
But resilient flooring going back on a wet slab would be a failure at some point. The moisture is going to prevail and it's going to come through the floor. Mm-hmm. So they want to make sure it's dry.
All right. So if the roof leaked and there was water that came through that was, you know, down from the rooftop, there's a possibility that you can save the carpeting and flooring. Is that right?
Depends on how long, like maybe their power was out for a long time and restorers couldn't get in for days, then that was the category of loss would change to a greater loss because of time and humidity and not being able to get in there. Usually a target time is about 48 hours to dry out a structure.
Mm-hmm.
To prevent any mold or mildew from growing.
Yeah.
So if a restorer can't get in there in that period of time, then the loss changes categories from a 2 to 3. And so any flooring that's usually continuously installed ends up getting replaced. You can't just cut off a room and replace that room. So if it's continuously installed through the house, usually they have to tear out the rest of the flooring. And the adjuster will match it like kind of quality, so you need to keep a sample of it. So if the adjuster can't get out, you need to keep a sample of the carpet before you dispose of it.
All right, let me ask you this. Is there a network, say a dealer says, well, you better refer to an expert. Is there a website or a place that you can find these cleaning and restoration experts?
There's a couple that we are associated with, IICRC, and they find them at IICRC.org or ICRA.org, I believe. They're organizations that certify. They're independent certifying bodies that work with training and certifying restoration firms.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you want to make sure that they're properly certified and some organization.
Question you may not be able to answer. In the case of damage, is your insurance going to cover this? What's the situation for whether or not there's coverage for many of these wet floors?
Well, a lot of places people don't have flood insurance because maybe they weren't necessarily in a flood zone, but because the storm surge, their house ended up being in a flood area, which is never classified as requiring flood insurance. So that would be something they didn't talk with their insurance company about and how they're going to cover that loss. But yeah, a lot of people are in that situation where they didn't have flood insurance because they're for many years it never was considered a flood area.
So they wouldn't be covered.
They might not be. They might have talked to the insurance company. Everybody in Florida anyway has a named storm. We have a different deductible for named storm loss. So it's usually like 2%, 3% of your value of your home is your deductible.
I see.
So the deductible would change if it's a named storm versus just a regular loss, mm-hmm. some kind of like a pipe breaks in your house.
All right. So I'm talking to you 24 hours after the storm went through your area. Do you think you're going to be busy for the next couple of weeks?
I think we are. We do a lot more consulting uh-huh. with firms or insurance companies than the actual work. We used to do microbial investigations, too, after the 04 storms came through Florida. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people doing work. But if they can't get in and they can't get power to run their drying equipment, then it'll be a while for them to get in. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, people will be busy.
You say you have power. Does most of the Tampa-St. Pete area have power now?
I've seen a lot of my friends on Facebook and stuff and a lot of companies saying that they still have lots of power. Depends on what was the problem. In our area, it was just a branch that fell on a power line and they were easily able to clear that off. And then the transformers came back on. But some areas, any trees and stuff collapsed the whole structure of the power grid or something and taking longer. Some people are still out. A lot of streetlights are still out.
You might have seen yesterday the stock market reacted positively, and it's because they didn't think the storm was as tough as they thought it was going to be. I guess many people are relieved, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When they're saying 5, maybe possibly going to hit as a Cat 5 in South Florida and then being a 4 or 3, and then the time it went inland to us, we were about between a 2 and a 1. So, okay. Yeah, we were blessed.
All right, Jerry. Well, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Jerry Kessy, a cleaning and restoration expert based in Tampa Bay, Florida. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.